And now this is a dictation for Thomas, T-H-O-M-A-S, Bissell, B-I-S-S-E-L, October 774. Addressed as a letter to Cora, C-O-R-A, Pavlik, P as in Paul, A, V as in Victor, L-I-K, A421110. Dear Cora, I talked to University of Michigan rheumatologist Dr. Marder, M-A-R-D-E-R. Thomas recently developed worsening of proteinuria from 1.5 grams to presently 4 grams associated with edema. I talked to him on the phone too. He's been trying to do salt restriction, was given Lasix 40 milligrams on a daily basis, and he has lost like 15 pounds and edema improved. There is no associated shortness of breath. He did have a rash on his back, according to Dr. Marder, appears to be like lupus skin changes. He also has diabetes, but appears to be well controlled. He was off for a number of months from CellCept, has received Rituxan back in June. CellCept restarted at 1.5 grams twice a day. Also recently started on Mounjaro, M-O-U-N-J-A-R-O. This was not a scheduled visit. I was just catching up with him and rheumatologists to make plans. We have discussed about potential renal biopsy last one few years ago, compatible with membranous lupus nephritis. I will advise to do 4 to 6 weeks of CellCept, recheck a new 24-hour urine collection, as he has preserved kidney function and a stable blood pressure. We do not need to rush for a renal biopsy. This is not behaving as membranoproliferative lupus that will require more aggressive treatment. We will make a decision with new 24-hour urine collection on the next few weeks. He will continue lisinopril toprol, as he is now on Lasix, discontinue chlorthalidone. He is going to use the Lasix as needed, alternate, from no medication at all to 20 to 40 milligrams according to his weight gaining. I will try to see him in person with the new collection of urine to make a final decision and to dictation.